Every day, some 2,000 Americans are diagnosed with diabetes. It is a leading cause of amputations, blindness, deadly kidney and heart disease, and nerve damage. Long-term complications from diabetes cost the nation $100 billion a year. We have two reports now on efforts to control diabetes once it's been diagnosed. First, NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on a program that saves money by closely monitoring patients. It's described in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association.
Research has already shown that good control of blood sugar levels in diabetic patients saves money in the long run. Over a decade, patients suffer fewer dramatic and costly complications like heart attacks, amputation of limbs, and blindness. But researchers from one of the nation's oldest HMOs, Group Health Cooperative in Seattle, wanted to know about cost savings in the short run. Dr. Ed Wagner headed the study, which followed more than 4,700 patients with diabetes for over 4 years.
And what we found was that with better control of blood sugar, we could demonstrate cost savings within a year or two of those improvements.
Improvements that cost the system less. Patients who improved the control of their blood sugar cost $950 less than patients who didn't. Wagner says these savings were significant.
It was across the board. It was primary care visits, specialty visits, emergency room visits, and hospitalizations to a small degree.
Wagner says that $950 in savings could easily cover the cost, less than $300 a patient, of investing in programs to help more people control blood sugar levels. He points to evidence showing that patient education programs work, programs that teach patients the skills they need to better manage their own health.
Using nurse case managers to most closely monitor patients who are trying to get their diabetes under control. Using group visits where patients with diabetes come in together and see a variety of different providers, talk to each other, get peer support, get education. So there's a number of things now that have been well proven that greatly increase the chances that blood sugar will be controlled.
Wagner says these programs work because they target the individual patient and encourage them to maintain healthy habits, eating a nutritious diet, for example, exercising regularly, and routinely monitoring blood sugar levels. But even though these programs have proved effective, Wagner says that in today's highly cost-conscious environment, HMOs and health plans are reluctant to invest in them without the promise of financial gain. And even though earlier research has shown that better control of diabetes does produce savings in the long term, that isn't good enough, says Wagner. Health plans want assurance they'll also save money in the short run. William M. Mercer business consultant Gregor Viggen says that's because in today's rapidly changing healthcare environment, consumers may switch HMOs or health plans every few years. As a result, health plans that invest in health promotion programs like diabetes control don't necessarily receive the financial payoffs.
Wearing strictly your business hat, you don't want to invest a lot of money up front that is going to save another organization down the line. That's not a good financial dynamic. You may, under certain circumstances, do it anyway, but it's counterproductive from a business sense.
Dr. Ed Wagner says the results of his study should convince skeptical health plan administrators that investing now in programs to help patients better control diabetes pays off any way you look at it. As it is today, most HMOs and health plans do not provide comprehensive diabetes control programs for their members. But Wagner says his study shows that the savings achieved by these programs more than offset their cost in just a year or two. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.